prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
The sea of forgetfulness. comes in the morning. And even when it seems that he's won, we ought to claim the victory. Be thankful for everything, and in everything, count it all joy, count it all joy, even so hard to, and know that he'll never give you more than you can handle. The evil one may come and may try to take away our gladness, but even when it seems that sworn, this is what you gotta do. Come on, you ought to claim the victory. Be thankful for everything, and in everything, count it all joy. Count it all joy, even when it seems so.
Hallelujah. Wow. I said, in North Korea, they clap better than this. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there seats inside? If there are empty seats by you, lift your left finger. Ashes, please, open your eyes. Wonderful wonders. Wonderful, wonderful wonders. Wonder what? Wondrous. Wonderful, wonderful, wondrous wonders. Wow. For those of you who are just coming for the first time tonight, we are not starting. We are ending what we started. But it's better to join. If it was cross country, it would have been disqualified. Like you went to hide somewhere and then you cross. So he didn't cross the country. He crossed the race, but he didn't cross the country. But we thank God for his great grace that he has caused all of us to be here. Hallelujah. And we've been tremendously impacted upon. Amen. As prophetess preaches from this powerful book, name it, claim it, take it. Amen. So it's a book you need to have. And for this season, till Sunday, it's been reduced from 500 to, is it 300 or 350? Reverend Oje, where is he? It's been reduced to 300. Only between now and Sunday. After Sunday, it goes back to 500. Goes back to 800. Ogami. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many powerful confessions. Confession for mastering your marriage situation. Look at some voices. You are not married. I was saying, what is wrong with you? Confession for breaking family curses and bondages. I'm surprised I don't shout at that one. Family curses and bondages. Hey, if you are poor, it's from your family. It's affecting you. Every curse is being removed. As you buy this book, and there are so many confessions just on family, dealing with family curses and bondages. And as you pray and you make those confessions, I tell you, your situation will change. I say your situation will change. And so make sure you have a copy. Amen. It's a book that you should have, that every morning just open to any page and then make those confessions. After you have prayed, you've had your quiet time, then just make the confessions before you set out. Hallelujah. Your situation will change. Because we learned from Mark 5 the other day that the woman said to herself that what? If I could touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. The Bible said that she made a way and touched. And the thing that she has said came to pass. Hallelujah. We've been learning a lot about faith. And I want to say to every branch pastor, make sure that you leave here with the full message to give to your people on Sunday. Amen. Amen. Make sure you leave here with the message. Amen. Amen. To give to your people on Sunday. You need to listen over and pray. Because the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, without it, it's impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you have it too, it is great. Amen. 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 And so make sure you have a copy of it. And make sure that it blesses your church. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God so much for the prophetess she has given to us. Who has ministered powerfully to us. These 3 days, our lives have been touched. And our lives are still being touched. And some things that we thought were faith, we realized they were not faith at all. That God will make a way. Maybe God has made a way already. When the children of Israel were going to their promised land, God had made a way. They would have known that as they were going there, he was making it. He has made a way. It was there already. You will walk in the way that God has made for you. I say you will walk in the way that God has made for you. Amen. So it's like from today, your idea, your ignorance about faith has been dealt with. And when it is dealt with, it's a major thing that has been dealt with. Major thing. Say major. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for the prophetess he has given us. And for the powerful mysteries you have received. Hallelujah. If you are from Lagos West, give us a shout. Hallelujah. If you are from Port Harcourt, give us a shout. If you are from Akure, give us a shout. If you are from Benin, give us a shout. If you are from Owerri, give us a shout. If you are from Lekki, give us a shout. If you are from Apache, give us a shout. If you are from Loyalty House International, give us a shout. I said a shout. I said a shout. If you are from First Love, give us a shout. Oh, give a mighty clap up and a shout to the Lord for this wonderful family that our wonderful Father Bishop Daniel Mills is creating. The wonderful family that he has set in motion, I tell you, is going to blow your mind. Hallelujah. But we thank God that our speaker tonight is somebody known to us. You see, when you know somebody, it's very easy for you just to be familiar. To somebody who is sought after greatly. So we are very blessed that in this week of conventions all over, we have her to ourselves. And it's not just like we are, you know, normally conventions are just some 3 nights, but we had her for Wednesday evening, powerful ministration. Thursday morning, stupendous activities. We had stupendous spiritual activities here on Thursday morning. It was awesome. Then Thursday evening, wow, it was great. One person who received ministration, she slept throughout the night over the ministration. And this morning we have great teaching of the word. This morning it was a spiritual gathering. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. With innumerable company of angels, they are here tonight. And the spirits of just men made perfect. I said they are here tonight. I say they are here tonight. I said they are here tonight. There may be an angel standing by you, you may never know. An angel that is waiting for you to open your arms and to receive what God has brought to you. And so without wasting my time, I want to invite to the pulpit our great sister, prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Are you happy? It's such a great blessing. It is a fantastic night. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. I want to say thank you to Bishop Mia, Father. In Nigeria, we are blessed to have you. Thank you. Also want to say thank you to our mother lady, Pastor Adele. Fantastic woman of God. If you don't know her, get to know her. Hallelujah. Also want to thank all the pastors and the shepherds who put this together. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hallelujah. You've done so well. And as you put this together, God will also put your life together. Fantastic things, miracles will appear in your life. Hallelujah. And I also want to thank Bishop Saki. He's not here. I'm wearing his shoes tonight. Very big size. Big size. Hallelujah. Thank God for such a wonderful man of God who has been assisting our bishop, our father, for all these years. Right from school. Hey, it's too much. It's too much. Hallelujah. And then I want to say thank you to Bishop Doug Hayward. Yes. Who celebrates this man of God? Fantastic man of God. It's my privilege to have worked with him for over 20 years by God's grace. He knew me when I was not yet married. And wasn't this week or last week? Last week, I celebrated my 21st wedding anniversary. So it means I am so grateful to God when I think of how God brought me into Bishop Dag's life, or rather how God brought him to me. Either way it works, amen. And I also want to thank my husband, dear husband, the Reverend Alex Kofi Obata. Amen. Shall we just lift up our hands to him this evening? Oh, thank you, Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. Oh, give thanks with a grateful heart. With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. To the Holy One, to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given. Sing it again to him. Come on.
Give thanks
with a grateful heart.
A grateful heart.
Oh,
give thanks
to the Holy One.
To the Holy One.
Give thanks because he's given
him. Because he's
given him.
Jesus Christ, His Son.
Oh,
give thanks.
Oh, you all the glory. We honor you. We bless your name. We adore you, Jesus. Because of what you have done. Because of the price you paid. Oh, you set us free. You set us free. You set us free. You're giving us an inheritance. You're giving us an inheritance. Oh God, we bless your name and adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because of that, we will say that we are strong. We will say that we are rich. We will say that we are blessed. We will say it is done already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now we be seated. Hallelujah. Wow, that Sherby is looking very nice. Everybody and their own style. Even the men who usually just wear something, they are stylish. It's nice, it's nice. Clap for yourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, has this book blessed you? Name it, claim it, say it. Oh, you're not saying it well at all. Oh, say it with force. Say it with faith. Hallelujah. Thank God for this book. It is so prophetic. Powerfully prophetic. Amen. So, I thought that we would just do the last chapter. And the last chapter is not the confession part. But after that, then we have all the confessions. So, it says chapter 6. But it's the last chapter in the sense that what the explanations he gave. Amen. Remember, I said that this book is about what? He said what? Exercising of your faith. So it's a very practical book. Amen. So how to take it? Hallelujah. Oh, I see you taking it. I see you taking it. Amen. Joshua 1, 6 and 8. Hallelujah. He said, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land. Then he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do everything according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I see somebody experiencing good success here. Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Hallelujah! But you see what says? He says, what are you going to do? This book of the law, those times we're using the book of the law. But right now we have the word of God, the Bible. Amen. They had half of it. We have the full thing. So this book of the word of God will not depart out of what? Out of where? Out of where? And I understand why Daddy said. He said that if you really want to experience taking it in the kingdom, then the person, one person you should study will be Joshua. Because Moses was told, sent to take the Israelites to the promised land. But he is the one who really took it. So to be able to take it, you ought to study this general of God. Hallelujah. So Joshua was the army general who took the promised land. And if you want to walk into your possessions, study the life of Joshua and follow his example. Hallelujah. Now, is it not interesting that if a man is going to go for war, God will tell that man, it's a book. A book. It's a book. Is it not amazing? I thought that he would say, sharpen your swords, isn't it? I thought he would say, oh, make sure that you have the army divided well, distinctively. Do this, do that. And rather, God says, there is a word written already in a book. And in that book, those words, make sure that this tongue of yours, this mouth of yours, will keep saying it. Oh, hallelujah! So, immediately, I began to look at the definition of faith. Because I realized that if you know what faith is, you'll be able to understand why God said this to Joshua. Many of us think, I even said it this morning, faith is what moves God. So God is moved by faith. But today we read in Ephesians 2:8 that if you do faith alone, it can kill you. And if you do grace alone, it can also kill you. It is the combination of the two, grace and faith. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Grace and faith. It's a wonderful combination. And I even gave the example that Sodom and chloride. These are two chemicals. Now if you take Sodom in sodium, in large quantities, you will die. It will kill you. And if you take the chloride also in large quantities, you will die. But if you put the two together, you get salt. And all of us have been taking salt. And we need salt in our bodies, isn't it? Okay. So, if you take grace alone, it will kill you. If you take faith alone, it will kill you. You must always combine the two. So then I began to tell you what grace is. When you look at this scripture, grace is God's part. Faith is your part. Grace is God's part. Faith is man's part. So this morning I was explaining that if grace has not provided, faith can never claim it. If grace has not provided it, you cannot have the faith to claim it. And I gave a very typical example. That you cannot say you are claiming somebody's husband or somebody's wife. You came to the church and said, anybody who is wearing green or blue, I'll marry. You are joking. There are some who are wearing the blue and green who are married. So if you want to claim somebody's husband, grace has not provided adultery. Grace has not provided adultery. Because of that, faith can't work. If grace provides, then faith can also work. Hallelujah. So I gave an example of a woman in America, who fell in love with Kenneth Copeland and said, I will marry him by force, by fire, by force. So she had heard the faith teaching that you can have whatever you say. So she began to confess, Kenneth Copeland will be my husband. I will marry him. I take him. I claim it. And she claimed and claimed and claimed. Now she said, to climax the whole thing. So her faith, she would have a wedding. Yeah, so she wore white with works. Faith without works is dead. So she wore white and entered the church and they had a wedding. But without Kenneth Copeland in person. So because of that, she also began to pray that Gloria Copeland, who is Kenneth Copeland's lawful wife, will die. Yeah. So, and I said, why won't Gloria Copeland die? She is still alive. Because grace has not provided that. So, no matter how much faith you say you have, it will never work. Hallelujah. So the combination of grace and faith is very important. So grace is what God has provided. Now, do you know the definition of grace? You say grace is unmerited favor. The thing you don't deserve it and God gives it to you. So before we even could come alive, be born, Jesus by grace went to the cross and paid the price for us. We had nothing to do with what he did. We didn't beg him. We didn't ask him. We have nothing to do. He willingly did that for us. Hallelujah. So grace has provided all things for us in Christ. All things that pertain to life and godliness, we have it. Ephesians 1:3 says that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, not will, but has already blessed us. Blessed us with all spiritual. When you go to NIV, you say spiritual and physical. Yes. So every spiritual and physical blessing, we have been given it. And in fact, anytime you are reading and you hear in Christ, it's very different from in Christ Jesus. Yes. When you say in Christ Jesus, talking or Christ Jesus is talking about the person. But when you say in Christ, he's talking about a place. So you see heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. So being in Christ is a place, a secure place. Amen. Which grace made a way for. He made a way for us through grace. So now grace has provided. So what is faith? Faith now becomes your positive response towards what grace has provided. So do you get the definition of faith? So it's not faith that moves God. It's grace that moves God. Grace already moved him to become a man, to come and die. Grace has already done that. And we have nothing to do with it. So it's not faith that moves God, it's grace. And grace has already moved him. So what is faith? Faith is a positive response to what he has done, to grace, to what he has said. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Oh, I'm speaking above your heads. Jesus said, feed my lambs, not feed my giraffes. It was that who said, for the first of my head, I laughed and laughed and laughed. So Jesus said, feed my lamb, not my giraffes. Okay. So, your positive response. Are you not surprised that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, Bible says God swore. He swore in his anger and said, hey, all of you, you will not come into the promised land. Hebrews 4. he swore in his anger, you will not go into my rest. Why? It will explain. For we which have believed, he said, those who believe, oh, those who believe, do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works, oh, I said two. Why? I said Hebrews 4, 2. Okay. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Read, what is it saying? But, why? Why? If faith was God's part, he couldn't have said this to them. Because why will God say, then it means that it's God who didn't do his part well. But he could now charge them and say, hey, you guys, you did not do well. He could charge, because of that, I am swearing, you will not enter into my rest. You will not go into the kingdom. All of you will die. None of you will be able to enter. It is such a serious thing. If faith was their part, it means that God would be unjust. But because faith is man's response, God could clearly say, I will not let you go in because you did not mix the word I spoke with faith. Hallelujah. Oh, are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. So, another definition. Look at it. Go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews is full of it. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. A very wonderful combination is here. And I want you to, because what we're going to do is that we're going to pick one sentence and we are going to attach it to the next verse, which is verse 6. Then you understand what I'm saying very clearly. He said, let your conversation, and conversation means your lifestyle, be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Read. One, go. Stay there. For what? Stay there. For what? Good. Go to verse 6. Stop there. For he has said, why? I cannot hear you. For he has said, so that, why? I always thought when God speaks his word, number one reason for God speaking his word to me, Olivia, is so that I can believe it. But when you look at this, you can see that number one reason is not so that you will believe. But why? So. He gives us his word so that we may what? Oh, I don't know whether you are sleeping. Let me close. He gives us his word. Why? Hallelujah. So when God speaks the word, he is expecting that you will believe and receive the word. But most importantly, so that you will be repeating that same word. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He has said his word so that we will boldly say it. And that is where the miracle happens. Because it becomes a personal thing now. It becomes a personal thing now. And from the labab, as it settles inside you and becomes personal to you, you begin to say it. And it's in the saying that you affirm the word. It means God brought his hand. I latched onto the hand so we can fly. Hallelujah. Hey. He has spoken so that I will boldly say it. That is why the word. So a lot of us are not doing that, and that's why we are. So he told, that is why he said to Joshua, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. So it was, that was number one. Don't let it depart from your mouth. The one who made the word, or who is the word, knows the power in the word. And he knows that the word in the mouth of a man who believes is lethal, is powerful. Jesus. So even the same Mary, mother of Jesus, she was 14 years, a teenager. An angel came to her. And when the angel came, it's one of my favorite stories, because I thought, when as God is going to do the biggest, God is coming to live in the womb of a man and be born. Angel Gabriel, bring thunder. As you are coming, the whole place will be shaking. And that's what many of us like. If we hear that, hey, they say there is a church, when you go and you step there, you begin to shake. How we all go there? My father didn't, as I told you, I used to go to Sunday school. My parents were godless. When my father began to go to church, the first place he went to was a woman who was a prophetess. And she goes to church with a cane. I'm not joking, no. I'm not joking. I don't know. My husband is going to take me on and love our TV for the rest of our lives. Hey. And she removes the cane at a certain time of the service. Do you know when she removes it? Communion time. Then she's with the communion people, line by line. So they are serving the communion. She has the cane. Can you eat the holy communion? Yes, you've been living right. You take it. Next one, yes. Next one, they get to Reverend Diary, and you say, "I can't take the communion." She removes the cane. Why can't you take the communion? There are people who are going there, married to more than one wife, you know, and you know that they can't take the communion. Hey, you and your wife, quack, quack, Koboko. What a church. But the more she was beating them, the more they were coming. Human beings are like that. When grace provides for you freely, it's too free. You want to pay. Oh. Hallelujah. How did we come here? So people like things that are, you know, that kind of spectacular. spectacular, then we all troop there. So, Angel Gabriel, why wouldn't you do something spectacular? Angel Gabriel didn't bring thunder. Oh, you didn't even bring fire. Ah. Then there's something wrong. Hey, who told you? Angel Gabriel brought the most powerful thing. That which created the heavens and the earth and created the man himself. So that's why the word of God is powerful. When you speak the word, your intestine, it was created by the word. It will begin to respond to the word. Creator and creation. Hallelujah. So Angel Gabriel brought the most powerful thing. A man of God or a prophet gives you a word. And he gives you a Bible verse. So this prophet is not powerful. It's just no be Bible verses. Bible verses, Bible. Hey! I like the way Bishop Nee explains the prophet. He says that a prophet is someone who can really teach the word. That is it. That is it. It is the word. So he came with his mouth full of the word. And what power he released as Angel Gabriel, knowing the word in a mouth. That is it. The word being said. The word is not just to be thought of. That's why when they are reading the Torah, they don't silently read it. Some of you say, read it on the board. You are not even reading it. Then he spoke, Mary, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed, began to say the things, for you will give birth. The word was flowing. Hallelujah! Why was God confident? Why didn't God himself come and say to Mary? Because the word of God spoken by an angel is as powerful as the word of God spoken by God himself. Hallelujah! Then why will God also tell Joshua? Joshua, say it. Because the word of God in the mouth of a man is as powerful as the word of God in the mouth of an angel. So whether a man says it, whether an angel says it, whether God says it, it carries the same power. Same power. No variation. Hallelujah! Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? So Mary, smart girl, Luke 1:38, immediately the angel said it, she said, be it unto me according to your word. And that was personal affirmation. That is what God needed, personal affirmation. When a man his God's word, what he has said, and he said it so that we may boldly say it. Thank you, Jesus. Look, I see people here whose lives are changed forever. They are going to take this word literally and begin to practice what they are hearing. They are going to say the word. Put the word in their mouth and say it and say it and say it. Hallelujah. I remember the one went to one country like that, an Islamic country, and when we went there, God gave me a word in Numbers chapter 9 verse 14 or what, 14 9 9:14. Put 9:14. 9:14. Numbers 9:14. Oh no. I think 14:9 rather. So okay, 14:9. Okay. And he began to tell me. He said, Caleb and Joshua. They were different from the rest of the people. They were the only two people who could enter into the promised land. And listen to what they said. When the other 10 spies brought evil reports, they said to them, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they, the enemies, are what? Oh, are what? Are what? They are bread." And the Holy Spirit began to tell me, because as we were going, people kept telling, "Hey, this place, there are marabous here, and the marabous are there, and they said they are." Hey, and when we went, everybody's shop, he had his own personal marabous picture in it. If you go to this tailor, you see, you go to the next, he has another face. Powerful, powerful. They were so afraid of them. So here we were taken to normally they hire a house for us, or we were taken into one house like that. We felt uncomfortable in the house. It was like there was some dark clouds in the, I just said, so now fear was coming. I said, no, God has given me a word. So what did I begin to do? I not to think it, say it. So I began to say, "The enemy is bread for me. The 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 enemy is bread for me." I wake up in the morning, the first thing I will say, "The enemy is bread for me. The enemy is bread for me. I'm going to eat." As I'm cutting my meat and picking it with my fork, I'm saying, "The enemy is my food. Oh, I'm chewing you." I was doing everything. Said, "The enemy is bread for us." Then I had a dream. In this dream, I was being taken somewhere by a taxi driver. So where we were, the car was moving. Suddenly, I saw that the taxi driver was changing. And it became a huge serpent, cobra, python, big one, like that, huge. Then he turned to me and said, "You think you could fight those things in the other countries? You have come here too." He said, "Here, I won't even allow you to live. I will kill you." Immediately, because I had been saying, "The enemy is bread for me," fear was coming on me, and I was rejecting the fear because it was such a strange sight. And you know, when you are having dreams, and the dreams are really spiritual dreams, like a meaningful dreams. In fact, there was once I had a dream. In the dream, I was taken to a field. My God, I have never seen anything called green like that. All the flowers were like they had light under them. I can't even describe it. What we call green here is nothing in comparison with that. So in spiritual dreams, the things are heightened. So you can imagine the kind of face and evil and the presence that was had the python heart. Immediately, I began to say, "You are bread for me. You are bread for me." He said, "I will kill you." I said, "You are bread for me." He will speak. I said, "You are bread for me." Immediately he said, "I will swallow you here." He began to swallow my hand. Began to swallow. Yes, it was swallowing like that. The hand was going in. But I said, "No way." The word of God says, I was repeating what the word was saying. I was giving the word so that I may boldly say. Suddenly, I said to him, "Oh, you swallowed my hand. Then this hand is going to go inside you and bring out your intestines." I said, it was as if I was paralyzed, but I was speaking. It's the speaking, though. It's not the palpitations and the heart pumping and the way. No. It's the speaking. So I continue to say it. "You are bread." I said, "I'm bringing out your intestines." huge python. I paid, so I did my hand like I'm picking his intestine. Take that one, picked and threw it, pull it out. Ha! I was so happy. It was then I looked at the intestines. Lo and behold, they were green leaves. I said, ah! So you are fake. I said, no, don't close that mouth. Put my hand there. Draw. As I picked the leaves, that's when I saw that the whole thing was like balloon. The whole thing deflated. Like that, kept deflating until it was lying there limp. I said, that crusade, Mrs. Barber's son, Eldad, to me, he, anytime he sees me, begins to laugh because he's the one who had to come and rescue me. They almost removed my clothes because as I stood there, preaching, preaching, there's somebody who screamed, and they are speaking in French too, who scream, I can see, I can, man blind, 15 years, he's seeing, hey, walking around, say, I can see you, I can, then immediately somebody rises up, this child was born, he has never, he's walking, I mean, all around me, they were surrounding me, to the extent that now, Pastor Temi had to drive the car and bring it to the stage, so that now they could pull me inside. When I was going, they were holding my clothes like that. L'ancien, l'ancien. When the car was moving, come and see human beings running, touching the car for healing. Touch. Hey, I said to him, I said, what are we going to do? She said, it's dangerous because somebody can get hurt. So he would roll down the side. Go back. It was later. The lady Pastor Vivaldi, the one who sings for Bishop, said, ah, mommy, this room is too dirty. Maybe that's why we are all feeling uneasy. Let me sweep. Began to sweep. Then she swept under the bed. What's coming? Red. Something that's been tied. Charms under our bed. All colors, all shapes. She began to sweep them. Hey! So this was where we were lying. Yes. But it had no power over us. I see somebody experiencing this. Oh, that was the campaign. There was a woman who took it on herself. She would cook for all of us. Was cooking every day, cooking every day, cooking every day. I don't know, anytime the food came, I sanctify it. There was the brothers who were going to eat. He said, pray. He looked at the food. He said, I turned the chicken into chicken. I turned the rice into rice. I turned the tomatoes into tomatoes. Oh, you won't believe it. By the time with the last day of the campaign, I have never seen some before. When the woman came, her eyes were coming out. I've never seen anything like that. Hey, everybody was saying, hey, what happened to you? That very day that happened to her, her brother also, only brother died. Yes. You want to come and put things in the food of a children of God, you will die. You play with God, you will die. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. And right now, we don't even have to say, touch not my anointed. Because we, anyway, Christ, being Christ as being the anointed one. Hallelujah. I see somebody experiencing the power of God. I say, I see somebody walking in your face. Hallelujah. Finally, I One of the things that surprised me is that when you go through the hall of faith, do you know the hall of faith? Because there is a hall of fame. Hall of fame means that people who have achieved in their field, done so well, then we try to idolize them. And maybe like Michael Jackson, his thriller. So now you do his statue with the Thriller. And then as everybody goes there, it's like a museum. You go, you walk, hey, this is Michael Jackson. They do exact like them. So when you go to Hebrews 11, it has a hall of faith. Not fame, faith there. And it begins to tell you, this by faith, this one did this. By faith, this one did that. Abel was the first person. So by faith, Abel. You've gone to verse 7. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Then by faith, Noah. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Isaac himself. By faith, all these people. Then when he gets to verse 17, he begins to talk about, he said, I cannot begin to tell you how all these people, I cannot finish giving you the list. He said, some of them subdued kingdoms. Some of them subdued the Yoruba kingdom. Some of them subdued the Igbo kingdoms, rivers kingdoms, delta kingdoms, Hausa kingdom, Edo kingdom. I say, where is your place? What? Delta. Benin. Hallelujah. Subdued. Another word is overcome. They overcame. Put it under by faith. Then I realized how these people did it. It means, if he says by faith they did it, and remember, faith is your positive response to the word of God. It means God gave them a word and they held on to it and they were saying it. They were saying, no wonder when Goliath was running towards David, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this? He said, we have the covenant. We have the covenant. Saul, the king, was hiding. David, a teenager, was saying, we have the covenant. We have the covenant. How dare you? He did not seal his mouth. He did not think it. He said it. He spoke it. I see somebody speaking the word. So it gives me the idea that if we're going to take Nigeria for Christ, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Hallelujah! Jesus! It means we are going to say, and then I began to understand. You know, T.L. Osborne, he held a lot of crusades. In fact, he's an icon in the crusade field because we pattern after him. All the things he did and all that. Do you know that anytime this man arrives in a country, do you know what he says? He says, poor devil, you are going to run again. Because the Bible says, resist him and he will flee, not from Jesus, from you. Missionary sent and the missionary is shaking. You can shake. It doesn't matter when you feel those. It doesn't. But what you say is what matters. Hey, you begin to say, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. I have that mandate. Hey, where's mandate? I have that mandate to go into all the world. All the world. There is no door that is close to me. There is no door that is close to me. I am a success. I am a success at what I do. I am a success. I am a success. Jesus. 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 In fact, if you go and you've been saying this, even when the people see you, they will see that no, we are dealing with the creator here. That's what somebody said. He said the reason why the wind and the storms, they kept quiet when Jesus said, shut up. The wind said to the storm, said to the waves, hey, did you hear that voice? The creator himself is here. But the point is this, immediately you say God's word, to the things around you, you appear like God. Because you are talking like him. You are talking like him. So how they react to God when God says is how they react to you when you say it. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. They subdued kingdoms. They said they stopped the mouth of lions. He said they quenched fires. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see somebody subduing kingdoms. I see somebody quenching fire. I see somebody escaping the edge of the sword. I see somebody who was weak being made strong. I see somebody turning to flight the armies of the aliens. Thank you, Jesus. Look, a day is coming in this church when Bishop Dagwood Mills is going for Healing Jesus campaign. They'll be waiting for Lagos Loyalty House International Nigeria. They'll be waiting for us. All the UD churches here, they'll be waiting for us to have partnership service. Because when our money comes, it does all the crusades. Hey! Why? Because there will be people here who will be fabulously, stinkingly rich. Rich. And somebody say, okay, I understand. So you mean that you are praying so that some rich people will come into the church? No! No! The millionaires are already here! I see some millionaire waving his hands! I see some millionaires shouting, it's me, 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 it's me. Jesus. Jesus. I see. It shall come to pass that we are going to see. When UD churches are meeting, there will be traffic jam. Now, people will give calls and send text messages. But UD people, they are meeting. United denominations. This Lighthouse and Kodesh and Loyalty House and First Love. They are meeting. Oh, you better not take that Surulere Road. You better not take that Island Road. You better not go through that road. Hey! Hallelujah, do you see what I'm seeing? Then you must say what I'm saying. Hallelujah. We are so blessed because the word says it all. The word has said concerning you, you will live and not die. The word has said. So as he has said it, he said it so that we may boldly see. Jesus. Everything the word has said about us, we take it. And how are we going to take it? By saying it. We will say it. We will affirm it. We will boldly declare it. And don't be shy when someone says, but you too, why? Why? Are you the only one? No, leave them alone. They don't understand. You know what you are doing. Somebody should be looking at the finger and say, I am married. I am not going to look for the man. He is going to come to me. I will be spoiled for choice. Hey! Because the Bible says you are accepted in the beloved. You don't have to bleach yourself before the man will marry you. You don't have to wear a dress that cuts and somebody say, when your secretary has cut her dress like this and serving you tea, why? Is he going to give you breast milk? Evaporated breast milk. Hallelujah! It means I don't have to gamble. It's not gambling. The road is not gambling. It's not gambling that is going to give me the money. It is not that road is not my road. Hallelujah! Because Bible says he was rich was made poor for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody lift up your hands and begin to thank God. He has done it. He has done it. He has done it. Oh, he has done it. He has done it. He has said it so that we may boldly say. Boldly say it. Boldly say it.
Yes.
You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what is the contention in your life. You know what it is. You know what it is. Yeah, you know what it is. Reka sheka babababa satayada. Hey, yarabora barabato reha. Shenere kosatariya. Veri yarakonde bayashenereya.
Say
strength, by His strength I am healed. By His strength I am healed. I will not carry sickness in my body. Sickness does not belong to my father. It belongs to your father's enemy. Why should you carry your father's enemy words in your body?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it means that what Bishop Dad said in the book is so true. What God said to Joshua was this book. How are you going to know what God says? Unless you go to the book. You go to the book so that you can say it. You can say what it says. Put the word in your heart. Let it come out. And it's such a great force. We are going to pray right now. Lord, I thank you that I am a lover of your word. Some of us, we do our quiet time today, tomorrow we don't do it. That one, you cannot walk in that one again. It's over. Today, that ends it. Today, that ends it.
Amen.
You are a quiet time person.
Amen.
A word person.
Amen.
The podcast should be running like that. 24 hours.
Yes.
Hearing our Father Bishop. Hearing our Father Bishop Nia Jidwama. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands and tell him, I'm a lover of your word.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a lover of your word.
I'm a lover of your word.
I'm a lover of your word. When you say it, you will see it. When you say it, you will see it. I don't see behind the word. The spoke of the word of shall not depart out of my mouth. But I will meditate therein day and night. And I will observe to do according to all that is written therein. There is a secret to this prayer that you should get. Why I am saying you are a lover of the word. There are people who come and brush on the word. And the word, because it is a living creature, it also reacts to you. So if you just brush it, it will just let you go. If you come and you spend just some 5 minutes with him, you will just also respond in that way. But when you are a lover of someone, you do what you don't do for others. You unzip your dress. You are naked before. And when you are a lover of the word, you will see things. Because I'm sure as I'm preaching, somebody say, "Ah, but how can you get all this? How do you do it?" When you become a lover of the word opens up to you. And that's what I'm saying, that you are a lover of the word. You are a lover of the word. I say you are a lover of the word.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, when you love the word, when you go to him and you are reading and you are saying it, and you are, a time will come when leaving the word becomes very difficult for you. It's as if you are going, and it's as if he's pulling you. It's as if you are going. Wow. Hallelujah. I say, I see lovers of the word.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and begin to declare it.
Yes.
Proclaim it. Say it. Proclaim it. Declare it. It's a faith proclamation. Faith declaration. Say it. I'm a lover of the word of God. I'm a lover of the word of God. I do my quiet time. I read all the verses. I skip none. I stay with the word. You've done in our lives. We give you all the praise. And this word will not depart out of our mouth. It will not depart out of our mouth. We'll meditate therein day and night. And listen, we are going to be doers of the word. You see, a way you can replicate yourself is when you have somebody who will do it as you do it. The of this ministry, you can see it in Loyalty House, Lagos or Nigeria. You can see it. It's as though Bishop Doug himself is here, because Bishop Nee will always listen and will do as he sees his father do. The same analogs, the same. So why won't the work go on? We are going to be doers of the word. I see doers of the way.
Amen.
Nobody is going to say, but as for me, my own, nobody's going to do that, but. We are going to do the way.
Amen.
Oh, lift up your hands and begin to say, I'm a doer of the word.
I'm a doer of the word.
I am a doer of the word. Say, Lord. From now onwards, I'm doing your word. Oh, I'm upset to do it. I'm set to do it. I will look at it in the word of God. I will listen to it in the podcast. Hey, I will be a doer of the word. I am a doer of the word. I am a doer of the word. I am a doer of the word. Oh, say. This is where you have found the way. This is where you are doing the way. From the bottom of your heart. Do the way. There is no path for me. There is no path for me. He says, wife, submit to your husband. There is no path for me. He says, husband, love your wife. There is no path for me. I am a doer of the word. I'm the doer of the word. He says, honor your father and your mother. I am not going to be arrogant and talk to my mother, my father anyhow. Some of us have been threatened to put our parents up. How dare you? The word says, honor them. I am a doer of the word. I'm 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 a doer of the word. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm a doer of the word. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. He says, you are prosperous because of that. You have good success because of that. Oh, say somebody say, I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
Somebody say, I have good success. Somebody says, I'm prosperous.
I am prosperous.
Somebody say, I have good success.
I have good success.
Say, I'm prosperous.
I am prosperous.
I have good success. Say, I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous.
Say, everyone that owes me money,
is paying me from today.
Everyone who owes me money,
everyone who owes me money,
is paying me from today.
Paying me from today.
All my investments are safe.
Investments are safe.
They are secure.
They are safe.
They are safe. I see abundance in my life.
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 I see divine ideas.
I see divine ideas.
I have financial miracles every day. Oh, my banks are filled with plenty. My bank account is full. My
bank accounts are full.
They are bursting with money. I see good, my pockets are overflowing with money.
I see my pockets are overflowing with money.
My bank manager knows my name personally.
My bank manager knows my name personally.
I am out of every debt.
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 I don't borrow.
I don't borrow.
I have good success. Open your mouth and continue to say. Yes, 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 yes. That means you will not die and leave your properties. You will live long. Good success. Good success. It means you are not going to jail. It means you are not going to jail for any evil. Good success. Success. I see successful bank managers, yes. successful managers here. I see successful diplomats here. I see successful pastors here. I see successful prophets here. I see successful apostles here. I see successful evangelists here. I see successful helpers here. I see successful pilots here. I see successful businessmen here. I see successful businesswomen here. I see successful hairdressers here. You have saloons all over the world. All over the nation. Oh, I see successful students here. You are not failing on exams. I see someone passes ACCA somewhere. It is yours. Hey, distinction in ACCA is yours. Take it. ACCA students, take it. It's happening for you. Take it. Thank you, Jesus. I see successful contractors here. I see successful masons here. Oh, successful stupendous here. Thank you, Jesus. Owners of transports. Owners of cars. Owners of large businesses. Owners of large firms. Owners of schools. Owners of schools. I see it. Thank you, Lord. Glorious God. Beautiful King. Come on. Excellent God. I bow before you. Look, it is done. Lift up your hands. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent Lord, I bow before you. Dangerous. Oh, Almighty Jehovah. Was the glorious God. I bow before your rule. Alpha. For ACCA students, just come and line up. ACCA students, I was thinking I'll have only two or three people. Professional accounting, sorry. Professional accounting. Okay, ACCA, CA, CIMA. I can, okay. Oh, lift up your hands, lift up your hands.
I bow before you.
Oh, let's sing, come on, lift up your hands to him. Look, God is assuring, he said, I have already done it for every single person. Every single person. I have already done it. Job that pays in dollars, making 100. millions of dollars a year. Receive it, 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 receive it. Yes, it's happening for you. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. It's established. It's established. It's established. Oh God, thank you. I hear a woman of substance. I hear a woman of substance. I hear a woman of substance. Employing thousands. Ah, it's happening now. It's your God who lifts up. He takes up. Makashitara from the dump and he puts you on the throne. This is what God has done for you. This is not the way of man. Receive it.
I bow before you. Bow before you. Worship I to you. Bow before you. You are the glory.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. I hear this is a maker. Jesus, Jesus, a maker, a maker. Oh my God, a manufacturer. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. As I'm saying, it means the companies are being given to you. They are given to you. They are inside of you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Look at how Dangote has prospered. Receive grace to become a manufacturer. In the name of Jesus. A maker. A maker. A maker. Your spirit knows it. And he has received this word. In the name of Jesus. It means your mouth will never stop saying it. I am a maker. I'm a manufacturer. I'm an owner of companies. I manufacture. I make. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Luria Shekorobo Satara Baba. Maria Mosotorobo de Yada Baba. Roshi Karababa Basutorobo de Yada. Rode Yaya. You are going to do what you like, is what you are going to do. If you are somebody who likes fashion, you are going to do fashion like. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, look, everywhere. Hold on. Hold on. The word of God is like water. A stream. When the stream is passing, it's not just one person that can swim. Everybody can jump into it. So if a prophecy is coming for somebody and you want to be or you like it, tap it into it. You tap into it. You say, I take it. It's for me. I receive it. You should be saying it. Thank you, Jesus.
Your name is
Alpha. Receive.
Omega.
Receive. Receive right now.
Ageless.
Man's company is going to lift you up. Oh, I tell you.
faithfulness
in somebody else's business is going to lift you up. Because I saw you and you were working for somebody. I don't know whether the person is an owner of transport or something. You were transporting something. And you were telling the drivers, do this, do that, do that, do that. And out of that place, God is going to raise you up. Also going to learn that kind of business, which is going to be your business. Faithfulness. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Faithfulness in another man's business. God has given yours to you. Receive. 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 That's the word of God for you. So to say, I am faithful. A faithful man who can try. I am faithful. I am faithful to another man's business. The little that is given to me, I am faithful. And I'm going to see much because of that. I'll be counting millions. I'll be counting, who say that? You'll be counting millions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. The Holy Spirit said, tell them to expand their horizon. Because the money they are receiving is not just naira, but dollars also. Amen. Euros also. Pounds sterling also. Oh, believe it, believe it, believe it. And when you believe in what you do, you say it. It's for me, it's for me, it's for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I see a millionaire's club. I see a millionaire's club. Jesus. 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 The prosperity of this church, of the people in Loyalty House International, in the UD in First Love, is going to be amazing. Oh Jesus, thank you, thank you. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm not just a millionaire in naira. I'm a millionaire in dollars, in dollars, in euros. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow, I see that the church is traveling and we are at the airport and we are flying and it's not in Africa, we are going. Jesus, 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 my God, my God. We're wearing t-shirts. Oh God, oh God, oh God. It's happening for you. It's, some of you should make passports if you don't have. You should make it. You are too far. You are too far behind. Passport. Oh no, please have it. Do it. International passport. Not go and take a passport picture. International passport. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Listen, the Holy Spirit said to me that at a point when you say you're looking for a specific money, one person will come behind closed doors and say, I want to pay it all. I am that person. You have to be saying, I'm that person. You believe I am that person. I am that person. I am that person. I am that person. Lord Jesus. And what I see is that when this person has come and he's saying, I want to pray, then the others are saying, why should he cheat alone? But it was a she I saw. It was a she I saw. It was a she I saw. You are the she. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, it's happening for us. It's happening for us. It's happening for us. Ah, I heard The Lord said, let it be written in the books. Let it be written in the books about this convention. Let it be written in the books. There should be somebody who is keeping record of all these prophetic words. They will come to pass. They will come to pass. You see, because we already have that anointing. We had our own Father Bishop Dad ministering and saying, one day there will be a beautiful place that we can all go. There will be fountains. And we are seeing them. We are seeing them. So it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Say, that is my story. Oh, this prophecy is about me. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, listen, the Lord said to me, he said, there are some people here who are taking themselves out because even what they will eat, they do not know where it will come from. But he said, I'm the one. My eye is on the sparrow. I feed the sparrow. And your life is more important than one sparrow. And he said, tell them that I'm the one who has made them millionaires. It's not about you. It's not about your family background. It's not about not having any money in your pocket or in your bank account. It's about what he has done. Grace has provided already. So we can have faith. It's our response. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, the emblems that have been given. If you don't receive an envelope from this convention, then I tell you, you don't know what you are missing out greatly. Big time. All of us who have received the envelope, we will put the monies inside. We will not let anybody chase us. We will bring it. If you have to give it to our pastors in our various branches or send it, transfer, we will do it. I think you should put, scroll it so that we can see and write down there so that we can send them. Hallelujah. Something powerful, powerful is happening. Wow. I'm speaking and I'm seeing the thing rolling before me like that. Because as I was speaking, I saw myself and I'm wondering, who is this woman? My hair was white. Like after him. Oh, my body was white. Who is this? But it was me. There is an anointing here. And it is working in your favor. Things are changing in your life. Things are changing in your life. God is taking you out of your crisis. God has opened new doors for you. I tell you, something powerful is happening right now. See it, take it, take it wherever you are. Take it wherever you are. Take it wherever you are. Receive it wherever you are. Receive it wherever you are. It is happening for you. It's happening for you. Happening for you. Yes, Lord. He said to me, you are going to have shepherds who are billionaires themselves and who have sheep that are billionaires. When the shepherd drives into the house, you know a car has arrived. And when the sheep drives into the church, you will see that somebody important has arrived. That is our story. Oh, that is your story. That is your story. The Lord said to me just now, he said, I wrote this play you people are having, and you are all actors. He said to me, you are playing a role. Receive it! Receive it! Not one drop will fall down. Our hearts are open wide and it's filling them. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord just said to me, he said, somebody here was going to marry and the wife was going to die early. He said, right now, that thing has been turned. Thank you, Jesus. We take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. just got healed in the leg. Somebody just got healed in the leg. Somebody just got healed in the leg. If you have any bodily pain, any leg pain, join the people. Join them here. Join them. Join them here. Join. Leg. Wow. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are here.
You are here. Working in this place.
Oh, tell him, lift up your hands. I worship you. I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Moving in our midst.
Moving in our midst. I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship
you. Sing, you are here. Come on.
You are here. Touch in every heart.
Touch in every heart. I worship you.
I worship you.
It is you. It is you. It is
I worship you. You are here.
You are here.
Turning lives around.
Turning lives around. I worship you.
We are ranging destinies.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Ranging destinies.
Ranging destinies. I worship you. I worship you.
Touching every heart,
touching every heart. It's happened for you. It's happened for you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for prophetic invitation for this one. For her to rise up and walk in the prophetic. Oh, yes, yes, it's happening for you. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive the whole thing. Receive the whole grace. Receive the whole anointing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. Spirit, thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. My Lord.
Change of destinies. Change of destinies.
In the name of Jesus, I take authority over any evil spirit that is causing any pain in the land. I bind the spirit of tenderness, diabetes, hypertension, complications. Lose all and let them go. In the name of Jesus, yes. is the in the name of Jesus.
Let's have your peace.
Holy Spirit, thank you. Satan, you are rebuked. In the name of Jesus, your work is finished. Your work is finished. In the name of Jesus. I curse any idol's work. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for we know that in this world, an idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, thank you. An idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. And the power of every idol is broken over your life. It's broken over your life. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Around your window, I don't know what it is, but I curse that thing in Jesus' name. It's got no power over you. Comes in the middle of the night, I curse it. It has no power over you. From today, you are separated from her. You will never be able to do anything in her life. You will never be able to swallow her money. You will never be able to change her destiny. You will never be able to take her life. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive your miracle. Receive it. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. Delayed, but not forgotten. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, the miracle has happened. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done. Receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing you, and I'm seeing that you are stepping on something like a milk thing that is given to you. You did not respect it. You stepped on it. You stepped on it. But that thing is your breakthrough. So I saw that you are picking up again and that you were repairing it. Receive. 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 A miracle is happening for you. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Right now. Right now. Miracle. Whatever it is coming back to her. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We give you the praise. 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 In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. I cast that pain and command it to leave her body right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, your power. Go to Kumasi right now. To a miracle in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. What confusion is this? I cast that confusion. Somebody is knocking your heads against yourself. You think that you are just crying for yourselves. No. There is a deceiver at work. I curse that thing in Jesus' mighty name. Be free. Be free. And receive peace. Peace. Peace in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Satan, your hold is broken. Your power is broken. Receive the power of God. 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 Lift up your hands. Oh, receive, receive, receive. Satan, your hold is broken. Receive the power of God. Just take it right now. Be free. Be free. Be free from today. It is done. It's established in your mind. From today, it is over. It is over. It is over. Receive, receive. Never, no crisis, no more. You are free. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are free. Receive, receive. Oh yes, yes, let's have your hands up. I don't know what it is, but something you ate, because I saw you, is that you are licking the thing. Thing went into your stomach. It's something else. But God has healed you already. So whatever it was, I curse it. I don't know who gave it to you, but from today, that thing is cursed. In the name of Jesus, you will never experience it again. Power is broken over your life. Jesus. Receive, 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 receive right now. Receive the power of God. Receive, receive the power of God. Receive the power of God right now. Yes. Holy Ghost. Yes. I hear Rwanda. I don't know what is coming from Rwanda, but the blessing that is coming from Rwanda, receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands. Yes, the power of Satan is broken. Power of sickness was broken by your life. Receive an impartation in your spirit. Receive, 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 receive. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Where are the young men? The young men in Port Harcourt. Come, 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 come. Those who walk with him. The young, where are you? All of you, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. You guys are going to do something special in that city. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. A certain grace is falling on you. You will never be the same again. I say you will never be the same again. I see you people in the streets doing evangelism and the miracles that are happening in the streets. Receive it. Close your eyes and just receive it right now. Receive it. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. That grace is coming over your life. That anointing is coming over your life. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. Receive it. Hey, receive it. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Receive, 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 receive. Receive right now. Receive, receive. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, thank you. Receive, 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 receive. Right now, the power of God. Receive. Ah, healing anointing, healing anointing, healing anointing. Receive it. Receive it right now. Receive, 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 receive. Receive, receive, receive right now. Receive, 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 receive right now. Receive. Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you. Receive, 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 receive right now. Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you. Lift up your hands. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Ah, I see an angel by your side, and I see a change of heart. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. From today, a change of heart. Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you. Hey, set him on fire. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is setting you on fire. Sila na na songoro me angara mandiya babamba ya rode kandala bama mama mama mama. Komoro bodo beya babasuta bodo beya daya. Set him on fire.
Set him on fire. Set him on fire. Set him on fire. Set him on fire. Michael, Michael, go and play the organ so that you can sing the song. Thank you.
Set my heart on fire for you. For you.
Come on, sing it. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Oh,
Receive it where you are. Receive it where you are. Receive it.
Receive, receive. It's for you. It's for you. Receive it where you are. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. People are receiving the fire. They are receiving the fire. In the car. In the car. The fire is there. The fire is there. The fire is there. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it right now. Yes. 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 It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Yes, 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 yes. Take it wherever you are. Take it. It's for you. It's for you. Fire. Fire. Over the Holy Ghost. 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 Receive it. Receive it. For the Spirit, thank you for what you've done. Thank you that we're going out of this place on fire for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the many lives that changed. Oh God, you have said it so that we may boldly say. That is how we're going to live, oh God. We're going to live the life of faith. We are going to live it. What you say in your word, we believe it, and therefore we say it. We believe it, and therefore we say it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this new level that you brought our church. Holy Spirit, 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 Holy anti-British campaign to come forward. Anti-British people, come. Lift up your hands. Help us celebrate now. Lift up your hands. Another level of contact with God is what God has given you. Another level of contact with God. Right now, receive it. Receive it. A grace in prayer. A grace in prayer. And a grace in prayer means a grace in the word. Because what are you going to say? You are going to say what he says. That is what makes the prayer powerful. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Help me say, I see the anointing from your head right down to your feet. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. I see an angel by you with a coal of fire. A coal of fire for your lips. You'll be speaking and you'll be asking yourself, who is talking like this? Who is saying these things? It's a word of prophecy. It's a prophetic word. Receive it right now. Holy Ghost. Oh, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes, 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 it's happening for you, it's happening for you, it's happening for you. Receive it. Receive it. Eyes that see.
Hey.
And this is your spiritual eye. It's your spirit's eye. That sees. Open vision. Receive. Open vision. Receive. Open vision. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Fire of Holy Ghost, bring it. It must leave you alone. It must leave you so that you are free to be forever. Bring it up. Hey, yes, 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 yes. Receive it. Receive it. My God. Another grace has been put in there. Another space has been put in there. And you will manifest it for you. Manifest it. Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Words people are receiving, that you are here and you are trying to take it away from others. It will never happen.
Amen.
It can never be.
Amen.
In fact, I say to you, you are in trouble with God. You are in trouble with God.
Amen.
You are in trouble with God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From today, that ability and that evil spirit has been taken from you. It has failed. It will never be able to work.
Amen.
Every form of opposition, spiritual, it is cutless. It will never be able to work. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you. Now you can sing. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's happening.
fire, spirit of prayer, spirit of intercession. Receive it. Receive it. I pray for this heart. I pray for ability to forgive easily and to let go. Take it, receive that grace. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Forgiveness and let go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Who is doing Port Harcourt prayer? Has he come? Port Harcourt prayer. Who is the person? Who is in charge? Did he come? He's traveled. Okay. Oh, very good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anointing. Anointing. My God. Thank you, Lord. Jane, when you were coming, you could not see, but water was dripping from you like that. It's a next level you are going to enter into. It's a next level you're going to. You are a blessed woman. You are a blessed lady. And what God has in store for you, it will blow your mind. Receive. Receive. God, my God, my God, my God, what an anointing, what an anointing, what an anointing, what kind of anointing is this, what grace is this, that has been given unto a woman, Jesus. The devil tried to kill you as a child because they could tell that there was something peculiar about you. But God has kept you. And now, you are going to manifest what he has received and fulfill purpose. The reason why you are here on this earth, you will do it. You will do it. You will do it. Receive. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Sandra, come and let me pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you don't know this. There are angels that are walking with you, and whatever you sit in your car, you say in private, they hear you. Hey, Holy Spirit, she'll be full of it, full of it. Full of it, full of the power of God, full of the power of God, full of the power of God, full of the word. Hey, all the shit in the world. I am the Savior. I am the Savior. Bring it up again. Bring it up again. Holy Spirit.
Set my heart on fire.
It's like there's a curse that runs through the family, but you have safety. Safety. I see one of the angels with a sword fighting for you. So much is going on in the spirit concerning you. Oh God, you reward. You are a rewarder. You are a rewarder. Hey, it's happening. Receive it. Now lift up your hands. Lord Jesus, I declare healing. I declare that every weapon formed against you shall not prosper. I declare that everything the enemy has planned, any way to cut short your life, it will not work. In the name of Jesus, and I cancel confusion from your house. Confusion, confusion, confusion. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray for grace, 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 grace.
grace and healing in this body. Healing in this body right now. The Holy Spirit says, just be next things done in this body. I don't know what that means. A new liver, new kidneys, new whatever. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. New organs. Receive it. Receive it. Right now it's happening. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this miracle. We give you praise, oh God. We honor you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, those who have not taken the emblem, this is the right time as anointing is moving here to come for your emblem. Come on. Where are the envelopes? Oh, hallelujah.